1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 981. Sketch 1,187. Palindromic.
Listeners, how are you nearing the end of this 1,000 sketch journey? Or maybe
marathon, ultra marathon.
Ultra marathon. Or maybe you're just listening at random. Can they listen to these on shuffle?
Yeah, that's allowed. I mean,
so maybe you're right at this.
Download them to an iPod or something.
I mean, it works, doesn't it? What would be the other word for it?
At random.
Okay, fine. Yeah, fine. Either of those. So maybe you're right at the start of your 1,000 sketch journey. You're starting with this one, which I wouldn't say is our finest work.
Maybe they started at the end and were working backwards.
Maybe.
Baller's move, wouldn't it?
It would be a good move, actually. It would be. The good stuff's at the beginning.
But also it starts like when you play, it then goes straight on to playing the next one.
Yeah.
On most sites. So if you start at the end, it'll always play one you've already heard, so then you can stop it. So it's quite a clever approach, I think.
Can you not resort from, like, oldest to newest, newest to oldest?
Probably. I mean, you almost certainly can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
know. So either do a really simple bit of technology manipulation or lazily listen to 1,000 to 1. Shall
One's
we do
really
this?
Good. It's worth it. Yeah, yes, let's.
One is fun, yes.
I can't remember
Thanks,
one.
Delia.
I can't even
Tour
remember
de France,
last week.
Tour de France.
Yeah. Is that number
she
one?
She is a model and she sits on a horse. She smells in the garden when she's not seeing her horse.
That's going to be in the next show, hasn't it?
Pure Tui.
God. Right. Well, from that lunacy
she
to this.
She smells in her garden she's not on her horse. I'd forgotten that.
It's t-shirt worthy, in fairness.
Oh, this show has gone downhill so bad, Mike.
That was number one, though.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's the point.
She smells so
Oh, God alive.
Cast it, Laura, quick, for God's sake. Bring us back to something.
Right.
Don't cast down.
Alistair, you can do cymbalom. And Rich, you can do dulcimer, even though I did it earlier.
All right, then. I've come up with a new palindrome.
All right, let's hear it.
Goog.
That's not a palindrome.
Yes, it is. Goog. Palindrome.
What does that word even mean?
Something that reads the same forwards and backwards.
No, not palindrome. What does goog mean?
You're saying it wrong. It's not goog. It's goog.
And what does that mean?
It means I just invented a new palindrome. We're going round in circles here.
If I'm supposed to be impressed, then you're going to be disappointed.
Huh? I bet I can make up a different palindrome right now.
I suspect you can.
Foof.
Right.
Toot.
That one already exists.
Mine's longer.
Of course.
Lool.
Wow.
You're getting the idea, but you know what it needs? More O's.
Fook off. I think juge would be a good palindrome to have in here.
I was considering changing foof to moom. But
moom, I also thought of, yeah.
Juge is a bit close to judge for my liking.
Juge juddy.
Juge drood.
Good.
Oh,
it's hot now. It's 10 o'clock at night.
It is a
So anybody go to Stonehenge and dangle their willies at stones today?
Not today.
Did I tell you about the time I accidentally drove to Stonehenge?
No.
Don't believe so.
From where?
Right. Were you supposed to be driving somewhere? Or was it a complete accident?
Were you going to Penge?
I was driving from Oxford to
Stonesfield.
where's near Bristol? Road, name some places near Bristol.
Bath,
exactly. I was driving from Oxford to Bath. Put it in the put it in the sat nav. Put the postcode in the sat nav. Started driving. Took ages. Hit a really big queue. Sort of peeling along. After a while in the distance, I'm like, what's that? Get closer. Some stones. Closer and closer. It's like, it's fucking Stonehenge. It's like, where the fuck am I? Like, is Stonehenge near Bath? I've never been before. Fucking miles out of the way. Nowhere near Bath. In relative terms, between the journey between Oxford and Bath. Just fucking ballsed it right up, but didn't notice until I hit Stonehenge. Nice Stonehenge. See it from the road. No need to actually go in.
I know, yeah. I see
it
a lot.
We go down there quite a lot. To be honest.
No. I know somebody who was going to Butlins in Bath and Regis, and he ended up going to Butlins head office in a corporate, like in a industrial estate somewhere in Norwich.
What's that? Start again. Sorry, my headphones cut out there.
I knew somebody who was on holidays, they're going to Butlins. So they put Butlins into the sat nav. And I didn't know going from Kent. They were going to go like Bognor Regis or something. And they ended up going to like something like Norwich or something.
Gosh.
An industrial state in Norwich.
Gosh.
It says Butlins. On the side of the building.
Must happen a lot.
And they got out. And
then, it mustn't happen a lot. It must happen almost never. Possibly only once.
And they went on to reception. They actually went into the building, went to receptions, and asked is this Butlins. And they said, yes.
Not the one you're looking for. But, you know. Did he ask to check in?
Where's our chalet?
I do not know if the security guard looked out the window, saw the car with like the fucking roof rack and like, you know, Kent's This isn't the accountant coming to audit our accounts here.
That's really funny. That's like going to Tesco's head office and trying to buy Rizla or something.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, the sat-nav took them like north of London and they were coming from like Kent. So they were like going, want to go like up to M25 and then south down, you know, Brighton direction. But they ended up going like around the north of London. So
depressing.
That's a good story. Yes, I'm not telling their story.
What are their names, just for a record?
I'm not going to really build up at names.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
I bet I can make up a different palindrome right now. I suspect you think that I can.
Take his time about it. Yeah.